This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. When NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch's video was posted to the gun lobby group's Facebook page, progressives took notice. The one-minute video was filled with ominous visuals, vaguely worded warnings of threats to freedom, and polarizing language, meeting all the hallmarks of classic propaganda techniques. It did not appear to strike the NRA as ironic that the strongest proponent of arming the U.S. population was claiming the mantle of safety and freedom against the liberal establishment. In response, the Women's March and a number of other organizations published a statement denouncing the video as incendiary and calling on a march on the NRA's headquarters later this week. Also in response, the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter issued its own video. The video wars then continued as another NRA spokesman, Grant Stinchfield, published a four-minute-long video identifying Women's March leader Tamika Mallory by name and image and angrily wagging his finger at the screen, using terms like the violent left, while saying that the NRA would never apologize. Joining me to talk about what all of this means is Holly Dexter, co-chair of the Women Against Gun Violence Board of Directors. Welcome to the program, Holly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it feels like we're sort of in the midst of this escalating culture war, but of course, at the heart of all of this are weapons that can kill human beings. Let's first, we talked about the Dana Loesch video on our program already, but the responses have come thick and fast as well. How important is the Women's March response that I know your organization signed on to in acknowledging that first video from the NRA?
It's so important that we stand up and we represent who we actually are. I mean, this movement is not a brand new movement. And it's so important that people see that we have been steadily trying to prevent loss of life by gun violence. And we've been out there and we've been in the halls of Congress and we've been in the streets marching. And I'm so glad that we have we've been doing this for 24 years. So we're so happy to join with the Women's March movement and to have a national movement that is gaining some traction.
So the open letter that the Women's March wrote to Wayne LaPierre had some very specific demands. One was to remove what they called the irresponsible and dangerous propaganda videos, issue an apology to the American people, but also make a statement to defend Philando Castile's Second Amendment right to own a firearm. Why is this important? I mean, on the one hand, of course, the Second Amendment has been invoked to justify so much gun proliferation, but why would the Women's March demand that the Second Amendment's rights of Philando Castile be respected?
Well, because it's so important, you know, The NRA has been talking about their rights and their constitutional rights for so long, and yet Philando Castile was a perfect example of a person who was exercising his constitutional Second Amendment right, and he was killed for doing so. And also, the police officer responded to him with intense fear. But in the state of Minnesota, not only is concealed carry of a handgun legal, also open carry is legal in many places. And so why are the police reacting to somebody who's carrying a gun with fear when this is legal? And this is something that the NRA actually promotes. So where is the NRA's response to this? I think we're seeing a great deal of hypocrisy. And also, as far as an apology, I think you'll be waiting a long, long time for any kind of apology from the NRA, because that's not something they do. But they should be responsible in taking down that polarizing rhetoric, because what the NRA used to be was an organization that was about gun safety and training and sportsmanship. They are instead inciting violence with fear. They're using fear to terrify people into using guns in an improper way, when really what they should be doing is teaching gun safety, which is to not go out in the streets with your guns, to not react with fear, to keep your weapons safely stored, to understand how to use your weapons. That's what the NRA should be about. Right now, what they should be doing is they should show responsible leadership in toning down the rhetoric and telling people to respect the First Amendment as much as they respect the Second.
Right. And so when they call themselves the clenched fist of freedom, what they're doing is, of course, going beyond talking about guns. Suddenly it's right versus left. I won't play the video by Dana Loesch that started all of this. We did air it on our program recently when we analyzed that video. But I do want to play the response by the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter. And the first part of this video echoes the same language and then takes a break from that. Let's watch this.
They use their guns to assassinate Black people. They use their schools to funnel Black students through a school-to-prison pipeline. They use their state institutions, bought politicians, business conglomerates, and white supremacist domestic terrorists to incite violence over and over again. And then they use their new president to enact a law and order administration, all to make them shoot first, to make them ask questions later, make them scream, "I thought he had a gun in his hand," and "I feared for my life," and "he matched the description of a suspect," and "she was threatening us." To shoot and kill Philando Castile, Charlena Lyles, Keisha Michael, Keith Bercy, and Waukesha Wilson, until the only option left is for Black people to disrupt the systems that keep us oppressed and build the kinds of communities in which we want to live. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse to kill more of us. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our communities and our struggle for freedom, is to fight this violence with the raised, clenched Black fist of resistance. We are Black Lives Matter, and we are freedom's future place. Wait, hold up. What's with the aggressive fear-mongering video tactics? Someone cut the music and bring up the lights. Better. We're talking about our lives here. When the NRA issues a public call to their constituents inciting violence against people who are constitutionally fighting for their lives, we don't take that lightly. We know that we are not safe, but we are not scared either. We will continue to produce media, teach students, march, and protest to not only protect the First Amendment as fiercely as the NRA protects the Second, but to protect our lives from gun-toting racists. We demand the NRA immediately remove their dangerous propaganda videos narrated by conservative talk radio hosts Dana Loesch and Grant Stinchfield.
And that is a representative of Black Lives Matter, the Los Angeles chapter, kind of parodying the original video by Dana Loesch. Not sure how to say her last name. And then sort of saying, you know what? This is what really matters, and that they're not going to give in to these fear-mongering techniques. She was surrounded by other members of Black Lives Matter, but also the relatives of loved ones who've been killed by police, and linking that to the victims of gun violence. So, Holly Dexter, how important was it to call this out? Because sometimes it feels like if the more attention we pay to these fear-mongering videos, the more we legitimize them.
That's true. And I also want to make the point that in no way these NRA ads that are being made are in no way responding to any real national crisis of violent protesters. I mean, there are always going to be extremist fringe groups that are going to be out there, and they're very small, but it has nothing to do with the millions of people who have peacefully protested around this country and in fact around the world, exercising their First Amendment rights. This is nothing more than a way to sell guns. And ever since Wayne LaPierre came into leadership in the 90s to the NRA, the NRA changed and they started an NRA lobbying arm. There's a lot of money in it. Let me be clear, this is not about any real fear of violent protesters. This is about selling guns. And what happened was they were able to ramp up the rhetoric when President Obama was in office, saying that President Obama is coming to get your guns. And a lot of people believe these terrifying dystopian PSAs that they would put out. And gun sales were at an all-time high. But what happened is when Trump was elected, the gun sales went into a slump. And a lot of these people in the gun industry sit on the board of directors for the NRA. So they want their gun sales back up. So what do? They have to find something to put fear in people to keep buying guns, because you're still in danger. Just because Trump's in the office, you're still in danger.
So the first enemy was Obama. Over the past 8 years, the new enemy is the, quote, violent left, even though the violent left is not the one that's actually armed with weapons that can kill you.
You and I, we're the face of the violent left. you know, they need a boogeyman to sell guns. And I think, you know, what it's going to take is we can't rely on Congress. There's too much NRA money in Congress. It really has to be up to the people. And this is why it's important that we show up and that we protest and that we show our numbers and how many people are involved in this, so that, you know, and we start like renouncing our NRA memberships. I know a lot of great people that believe in what you and I believe in, that there should be less gun violence, that there should be equality for all. And they might be also gun owners. They may have grown up on ranches and hunting and so on and so forth. But many of those friends of mine that are gun owners have since renounced their NRA memberships, because the NRA no longer represents what it used to, where it was about sportsmanship and training and safety. It's become something completely controlled by the gun lobby. It's become completely political. And so we have to rise up as a people and say, the NRA doesn't represent me. And we need more gun owners to step forward and say, this is not what gun ownership means to me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought up the issue of gun sales. I mean, basically, gun sales are saturated. Gun ownership is at a saturation point in the United States. As many people as would like to own guns pretty much already do own guns right now. And this is bad news for the sellers of guns. And in fact, there was an article last September that pointed to the concentration of gun ownership. Only 3% of adults in the U.S. own half of all guns. So this is kind of scary. The other issue to bring in mind is that...
It's 33. I think it's 33%.
33%?
All right. Well, 33% own all of the guns in the U.S., which are over 300 million guns.
So 33% own all the guns, 3% own half the guns, according to the result of a Harvard Northeastern survey that I'm looking at. And so that's one issue. And then the other issue is that if you actually look at who is responsible for armed violence in the United States, you know, the right wing, maybe armed violence, they wouldn't necessarily call out the left because there just isn't evidence of that. But they'll say, you know, Islamist fundamentalist terrorism, etc. But then if you actually look at the statistics, it's right-wing extremists who are armed that are the perpetrators of the most sort of mass killings in the U.S. Dylann Roof, for example. And they never bring those up. Those are always lone wolves. I mean, if anyone has to be scared of anyone else, it should be the mass of us who are unarmed, scared of the crazy armed minority.
Yeah, although I think that we all need to stop being scared of one another, and we need to find a place where we can speak civilly and where we can meet in a common place. And that is, we all want to be safe in our communities. I think everyone can agree we want less gun violence. I think everyone can agree they want their children to be able to go to school or to a mall or to a theater without fear. Let's start there and let's have some conversations. That's what I think.
So Grant Stinchfield, another NRA spokesperson, conservative talk show host, put out his 4-minute response to Tamika Mallory and the Women's March open letter that your organization signed on to. I'm loath to play this, but I think it's important for us to kind of see how gun owners are being whipped up and right-wing Americans are being whipped up into this frenzy, very frothy, hysterical frenzy. He's very aggressive, and I'll just play the first minute or so of this video.
To every member of the violent left who's having a meltdown over Dana Loesch's NRA ad, get over yourself. You people openly call for the assassination of our president. and then claim the NRA is inciting violence, you set fire to buildings and attack people in the streets and then go ballistic for being called out. You look down on gun owners, Trump supporters, and states without coasts, all the while relying on your armed security to protect you in your marbled office buildings and your fenced-in mansions. And to those of you on the violent left who claim we believe there's an us and them in this country, you're absolutely right. There are those of us who believe in freedom. Then there are those of you who actively burn down our country because you can't get over the fact your so-called progressive didn't win the election. Get over it and grow up. I'm talking to you, Tamika Mallory. You write a letter to the NRA on behalf of the Women's March claiming our Clenched Fist of Truth ad was an attack on minority communities. You call it dangerous.
And I'll interrupt that 4-minute video response by Grant Stinchfield, who in putting out Tamika Mallory's name and her image, it feels like has almost given a go-ahead to gun owners. I mean, I don't even want to sort of say this out, but that's what it felt like to me when I was watching this video. Oh my God, he's basically legitimizing her as a target, you know, who knows, online harassment or something worse, which is just really frightening because that's who he has at his disposal. You know, it's a threat. If you keep responding to us or accusing us of things we don't like, we're armed, and here's the photos of the people and the names of the people that we don't like. It's frightening, Holly. What do you think?
It is terrifying, and you know, they've been doing it to us for decades. You know, sadly, I hate to say that this is nothing new. It's something that it's the reason that we formed 24 years ago. They've been using hype and fear to ramp up their movement for decades, and it's good that we're all aware of it now. I think it's really important that we don't buy into the fear factor. I have been threatened. I have been called every name. Really? I mean, oh yeah. You know, I kind of get to the point where it's just like, you got to like brush it off your shoulder. I'm not saying that it isn't serious because there are crazies out there that will listen to something like this. And I am concerned for Ms. Mallory. And I think she needs to, you know, of course, I'm sure it's been reported and she's made people aware that she needs people looking out for her. But, you know, most of these people who are bullies, the reason that they're bullies is they really don't feel powerful. Hmm. And so they make a lot of threats and they walk around with their guns in public to let everyone know, you know, look how much power we have. In my opinion, the people who have the power are the majority. And we're the majority. The people who are out there marching saying this isn't the right. The more than 90% of Americans who want more sane gun laws, who want universal background checks on all gun sales, that's the majority. I mean, 90% of Americans can't agree on anything, can't even agree on that apple pie is good or that baseball is good. But we all agree that we should have better gun laws. That's the majority. So I think we need to stop giving so much attention. I mean, we need to give proper attention when there are threats made, but we need to stop giving so much attention to this, what I see as another minority fringe extremist movement, which has become the NRA. And we need to start giving up our NRA memberships and turning our backs on that.
So finally, what about this march that is slated to take place? I understand over 2 days, July 14th and 15th in Virginia, yes, in front of the NRA headquarters. You know, tell us how people can participate if they happen to be in the DC area and other ways to participate if they're outside.
Yeah, so the march will be taking place from the NRA headquarters to the Department of Justice. I would say the best thing to do to get all of the accurate information is to go to their Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, if you're watching us, you're probably on Facebook. Go to their Facebook page. It's NRA to DOJ is how you'll find the page. And all of the latest updates will be there. This particular march has popped up sort of quickly. So it doesn't have like the tons and tons of information that, that the last big women's march had. But you'll be able to find them on the Facebook page or by Googling the NRA to DOJ march. It's on Twitter. It's everywhere.
We'll post a link to that from, it's NRA, the number two, DOJ. It's all together, right. NRA to DOJ. And the hashtag NRA to DOJ is also what people are using on social media. We'll post links to that. Give out a website for your organization, Holly, Women Against Gun Violence.
We're Women Against Gun Violence, founded 24 years ago by Betty Friedan and Anne Rice Lane. And we're all about keeping women, children, and all people safe from gun violence. We do that through education and legislation. And it's WAGV.org, Women Against Gun Violence.
Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sonali.
My guest is Holly Dexter, co-chair of Women Against Gun Violence's board of directors. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.